Welcome to Voice of DeKalb Podcast. Your voice, your stories, your DeKalb. And here's your host, Marla Jones.
Welcome to the Voice of DeKalb Podcast, brought to you by Twin City Used Cars and Bobby Ledbetter in Gadsden, Little River Hat Company and Fort Payne Footworks, Jones Farm Supply, and Jones Elite Feed. Good morning. We are here with Logan LeGrand from Mark for Life Ministries. How are you, Logan?
Good morning. I'm doing well. It's so good to see you again.
Good to see you. Good to be back interviewing you. Yes. I always enjoyed that. We are at your new facility on Godfrey Avenue.
Yes.
So let's start from the very beginning. Tell us about Mark for Life Ministries.
Absolutely. So I moved here in 2020 just out of faith for what God told me to do. He basically said to move to Fort Payne.
Where were you living at the time?
I was in Birmingham at the time. And so I moved up here. I actually wanted to move to Gadsden, but I couldn't find anywhere there because there was a church I was connected to. Mm-hmm. And so I continued to look for a place, and every door continued to close. And so that was just kind of my sign to come here to Fort Payne. And I got here, and for several months, I didn't really talk to anyone. Mm-hmm. But then one day I was getting ready to do disaster relief, and I parked in front of a building, and the Lord started speaking to me about opening up a Hope Center and opening up Mark for Life. And so that was just the beginning of what has been such a great journey to get to where we are now to help the hurting.
That is awesome. So tell us what all Mark for Life does now.
Absolutely. So we serve those that are facing homelessness, addiction, and food insecurity through Christ-centered services. And there's a lot of different ways that we do that. So we do crisis services through our 24/7 hotline. Since 2020, we received over 20,000 phone calls through that hotline.
Amazing.
The Hope Center is specific to help people get back on their feet that are facing those situations. So people can come in and get a shower, laundry services, a hot meal, or earn food or clothing through our Earn It model. And then we've also got our free medical clinic called the Mark for Life Medical Center, where people can come in and get free medical care and also prescriptions if needed. And so that's really exciting that we have nurse practitioners and doctors that can assist with that.
Yeah, you have that. What days is the medical clinic open?
So it's on the first and third Thursday of each month.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So you have nurse practitioners that come and provide their services for
us. And doctors. We've got a really good team. It's the Interfaith Medical Clinic. It's been around about 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they partnered with Mark for Life and actually donated the building to us here that we're in now. And so we took that under our umbrella and have been in partnership since and remodeled the building here. And so it's really just been exciting to see that grow and hopefully continue to expand that on top of the services that we're already offering.
Well, tell us about your Earn It program that you had just said.
Yeah, so that's very unique to what most people see. So we believe that work brings worth. And so what that means is that a lot of people feel shameful when they come in because it's really hard to take that step to ask for help. And so what we see is that when we give people an opportunity to partner with the ministry through earning, it takes the shame out of the game. So they're able to partner with us by folding clothes or sweeping the floor, simple, small tasks.
Mm-hmm.
But it just gives them an opportunity to give back as they're receiving as well, because it's more of a blessing to give than receive anyway. And so this is for people that probably don't have money to give or can't go and buy groceries. They can give back here, which really makes a big difference in what we do. So we don't pay anyone to clean the building. Our neighbors assist with that. They assist with pretty much everything that we do, packing up the boxes to give to other food pantries. That is the heart of our neighbors. So that's how you know that we live and breathe those that we serve.
And you do food rescue. You were telling me about that. Tell us a little bit more.
Last year we rescued over 70,000 pounds of food. And food rescue is food that would normally be thrown away at the end of the night. So restaurants, if they have food left over, typically they just throw it in the dumpster. But we have developed a program that happens all around the country. A lot of people do it, where basically we send team members out to go out and rescue that food. So we're filling plates rather than landfills. This year, we're hoping to hit over 100,000 pounds with that food that we've rescued. Last year was just over 70. So that's a very exciting thing for us. And then we do repurpose it to give out to other partners as well. So right now we have about 6 food partners on our list. And these are other churches and individuals in the community, because it's all about kingdom for us. It's not about hoarding up what God gives. We want to be a continual flow. And so we give back to other ministries to empower them to help the needy as well.
And you provide warm meals for the neighbors that are in need?
Yes, so we have hot meals here, and then we also take those out into the community twice per week We've got Hot Meals that goes out with our team to the Housing Authority and a couple of other complexes throughout the community.
That is awesome. And y'all are so involved in the community as well.
We try to be, yes.
Try to be. And haircuts and just different things that you your services provide. But a big thing that y'all are doing this Saturday, tell us a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. So it's our Back to School Block Party. It's an annual event. We call these Deliver Hope Projects. So this is our community engagement piece of the ministry. Mm-hmm. We do four major events per year that are our community engagement projects. So I typically come and talk to you every time we do one. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about this is it's not just helping the community. It's bringing together people. So we typically have over 100 volunteers, over 50 churches that are represented throughout the outreach because we collect for months. We pack the bags. There's so many different pieces that go to it. So this Saturday, we will give away 500 backpacks.
Wow.
We're going to have snow cones, cotton candy, hamburgers, cheeseburgers. We're also going to be offering free haircuts. We typically do about 300 haircuts. So really just a ton of fun and free stuff. And it's going to be at the DeKalb School Coliseum up by Katie's Catfish.
So 500.
500.
That is awesome. And I have been to some of your outreaches. They need to get there early, do they?
Yes, yes. I always tell people it starts at 9, but get there early, just like Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Typically, we start around 8 or 9, but you probably need to get there about 6 because the line will be out the gate and we'll probably be full already. So just make sure you get there a little bit early for that one. Because we have tickets, and so we serve as many as we can, and then when we run out, that's all we can do. So,
well, tell us, how did you get all of this stuff to put in the backpacks, and how did all that happen?
So it's been our community. You know, we are so blessed in Fort Payne and DeKalb County, just really people come together like nowhere else to collect, and so we put out about 20 boxes in different churches and businesses, and people have just collected. We counted. Typically, we have to go and buy a little bit more. This year, we collected everything we needed and even a little bit more to bless the kids. And so we're actually packing them on Friday over at the Asbury Christian Fellowship. And then Saturday, we'll hand them out. So there's still volunteer opportunities available. You can sign up on our website. It's mflm.org/volunteer. And even if you're not available for this outreach, we have day-to-day opportunities to serve. We have over 25 professional volunteers that serve in our Hope Center. Those are weekly commitments that serve. But we also have those sporadic opportunities like this outreach where people can come out and help.
Now, say, oh, I'm busy. I can't do this. I have such a hectic lifestyle. I have kids and you can't be there physically. How can they help you financially?
Yeah, so people can always give toward this. You know, the backpack need has been fulfilled. Mm-hmm. The ministry bought all the backpacks. That was around $3,000, so that gets very expensive. But there's so many other things that go into it. You know, the cheeseburgers, all the specific things. It costs a lot of money, and we never ask for a dime from the people that attend. So we depend on donors to do that. And you can give on our website. Everything's completely tax deductible. It's mflm.org/give. That's mflm.org/give. Or they can give us a call at 888-789-4673.
And you need to come by and see this wonderful building here on Godfrey Avenue. And the Lord's just provided for y'all with this building and just to help so many people. And we appreciate all that you do. And we appreciate the vision. You know, during COVID, if you haven't, now, were you from here originally?
Nope, I'm from Birmingham. That's where I grew up.
So
and then
you
I moved
just,
here.
Yep. Fort Payne was just your calling, DeKalb County. So,
yes,
well, thank you so much for heeding to that call. You have helped so many people. You provide warm coats during the winter and even a cooling place for in the summer. You provide so much that people don't realize that Mark for Life Ministries does. So if you would like to help them financially or if you'd like to volunteer, be sure to give them a call and be sure to go out to the DeKalb County Coliseum for their Back to School Bash, and that will happen at 9 o'clock. But if you're wanting a backpack, you need to get there early. And I'm coming just for the cotton candy.
Come on out.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And thank you for listening to our podcast brought to you by Twin City Used Cars, Bobby Ledbetter, Fort Payne Footworks, and Little River Hat Company, Jones Farm Supply, and Jones Elite Feed. Thank you, Logan.